The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind. A busy one at that. A lot of things in the news, a lot of things to cover. We're going to get right to it today on the program. Have a guest joining us in about 4 minutes, which is unusual for us because we normally don't have guests to start the program. But given the concerns, listeners in our audience, especially folks in the ag community, our growers and producers out there, have had getting their products to market, getting fertilizer here. This is an important enough topic that we have moved some things around to accommodate the schedule of John Miller, who's the Group Vice President for Agriculture Commodities at BNSF Railway. We're going to talk about the problems getting grain shipped across North Dakota, how they're solving it, how we get the products the other way, the traffic, just how we deal with all of this, and certainly welcome any questions or comments you have for Mr. Miller here shortly. We're going to meet the new man on campus, Patrick O'Meara. He is the new University of Mary Chief Investment Officer. A great story about how he's decided to move his entire family here from Michigan. Long had a partnership with the University of Mary, but now is all in as a member of the staff and team and under Monsignor Shea's, just growing group of extraordinary servant leaders at the University of Mary. So look forward to that conversation. Congressman Kevin Kramer's here next hour for the Talk Radio Town Hall, which should be rather interesting with all the things going on in the news. We've got Obamacare in the news, and some suggest that Obamacare might have prompted a Grand Forks union to strike. Simplot employees have voted to strike at their Grand Forks plant, and so we're going to dig into that one a little bit. Also, we're going to chat with Congressman Kramer about the border bill and where that's at, the House voting to sue President Obama, Ebola, Israel. I mean, we've got just a boatload of things to tackle. And Todd, Gloria in Garrison is not going to like this news about a new NBC Wall Street Journal poll suggesting that you-know-who's approval rating is at an all-time low. And the reason I'm saying you-know-who is because she thinks, the chief executive officer of the United States of America, the commander-in-chief, the person that resides at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is who I'm talking about.
That was a slip.
Yeah. But maybe we should...
test.
We have a busy first hour where his name doesn't need to come up. But next hour, Congressman Kramer, when he starts talking about border bills, and he's talking about the House voting to sue you-know-who, and, Ebola. Yeah, so anyway, I think Kevin's the one that's going to have a tough day today avoiding the Gloria buzzer. But we'll deal with all that and more coming up on the program. Here's how you join the show, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can email your questions or comments to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Up on Facebook right now, we have your questions. Welcome for our next guest, who is the Group Vice President for Agriculture Commodities at BNSF Railway, John Miller, with us on What's on Your Mind. John, thanks for taking the time for us and our audience today. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott and Todd. Thank you very much for inviting me to come on.
Glad to have you. I see the boss is coming tomorrow, Matt Rose, the president, who, of course, reports to Warren Buffett, a couple of household names when it comes to the United States of America and the way railways keep this country moving and a lot of products moving. What is the significance of Matt Rose coming to North Dakota? What does that mean, John?
It's actually on Thursday. We'll be there Thursday afternoon. We are in the state a lot. I was in the state last week as well. We're communicating with customers. The key is we've got, for me and for the BNSF, we've got the harvest coming, as you know, soon. We've got wheat harvest beginning soon and then fall harvest soon after that. And we are doing our darndest to make sure we communicate often and frequently and with a lot of transparency about where we are in terms of our service and making sure that folks out there know that we're doing everything we can to be ready for this harvest and to move it as smoothly as possible.
What's different about this year? I know we're hearing a lot more complaints, concerns, frustrations? Is it just the fact that so much is happening in North Dakota, a lot of commerce happening and a lot of traffic to manage? Is it more infrastructure needed? Why are these pain points so much more evident this year, John?
Well, really, it's about across the whole network. It really started going back to the last couple of years. We've had growth across all four of our business groups: industrial products, consumer products, coal, the coal rebound, believe it or not, and as well as an agricultural rebound last year. And that's been followed by continued strong volume on the railroad. We typically outpace GDP in both directions. So during the recession back in 08 and 09, our volumes fell pretty dramatically and well beyond GDP. And what's happening now is frankly, we're outpacing GDP to the upside. We're seeing a lot of attractiveness for business to come to rail across the whole network. We're seeing trucks come on in our domestic intermodal business in double-digit growth volumes. We're seeing a coal rebound last year and it's staying very strong in terms of our volumes. Of course, the energy renaissance that North Dakota is well aware of, and you're right smack in the middle of it, that is seeing good volumes across the railroad. And, of course, the agricultural sector, which is rebounded from a drought-induced crop 2 years ago, and we're going to have another crop this year, which is record. So it's really about all four of those sectors coming online, and a lot of that growth centered around the northern part of our network, where, of course, North Dakota is. And we are tackling that head-on. We got past due on a number of our non-shuttle orders during the course of last winter and spring. We've whittled those down pretty sharply, in fact, since the spring by about 77-78% in North Dakota alone. So we're catching up. We're getting better. But you touched on a couple of things I just wanted to highlight. We are spending a lot of money up in the north, including in North Dakota, on expanding our railroad. That's key. We're actually expanding the capacity of the railroad. That's new mainline double track west of Minot toward Glasgow in particular. That's new and expanded sidings in the Dickinson sub down south, the Jamestown sub, and the Hillsborough sub. So we're pouring a lot of resources into the railroad to expand the capacity to handle more and more volume.
Yeah, and I believe also I've heard about some significant purchases with additional engines as well, right, headed this way?
Absolutely. The three things that affect capacity for us most directly are capacity, which I just talked about, line capacity, just more infrastructure on rail, increasing yard capacity in places like Minot and double track sidings, but also, as you said, locomotives. We've got to haul more trains and people, hiring people to move those locomotives. So we have a very robust locomotive program this year. We're the biggest player by far in the Class 1 railroads, bringing more power on our railroad. We have over 500 brand new locomotives coming on this year. We've taken just well over 50% of that already, and they're coming on strong in August and the rest of the year. So that's coming on the railroad. And then we've got we announced a while ago that we're hiring over 5,000 new employees this year, of which we've hired just about 4,000. So we're well ahead of our pace on our hiring as well. And a lot of that hiring is right there in your backyard. We've been very aggressive to find folks up north to work there and stay there and help move these trains.
We're chatting today with John Miller, who's the Group Vice President for Agriculture Commodities at BNSF Railway. Obviously, middle of a growing season here, and growers concerned about this. This is John's portfolio at BNSF. Any questions or comments, certainly welcome today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. So everything you described about how we are, where we are, sounds like the perfect storm, really. I mean, it's sort of North Dakota's story this day. There's so many incredible things going on that it brings some challenges and some logistics issues and just a lot of change. But really, it's something that I would imagine 49 other states might be a little envious of, because it really relates to just a whole lot of economic vibrancy, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And I recently spent some time with your wonderful governor. He talked about all the great stats for North Dakota. You're right. It was the perfect storm and coming together across all of our business sectors. And the good news about that is it's engendering and causing just significant investment in all railroads, frankly, across all the networks, BNSF in particular, and in the north in particular. Once this stuff's in the ground, it's there forever. The double track that we'll do, we'll have close to 110 miles of double track, new main, second line main track west of Minot towards Glasgow, Montana. By the end of next year, we'll have close to 60 miles in this year. That's just there forever. And that will feed and grow ag growth in particular going to the PNW for export for the North Dakota farmer, that is something that would just simply be there, and it's going to and fuel the growth for a long time to come.
And we're going to get close to a break here, so I'll save a question that just came in from a listener until after the break here. But we are chatting today with John Miller from BNSF, and do welcome questions or comments by email, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, an easy one to get those in, and I'll get to that question in just a moment here. Another question that's come up before that I'll give you time to ponder during the break here, John, is you mentioned employees, and I've heard stories about some of the different restrictions where because there's so much traffic, you literally have to stop trains in the middle of, a particular run, say Minot to Grand Forks as an example, and send somebody out to pick up that particular engineer, put another engineer on there, slowing it up more. I want to talk a little bit about some of the restrictions that are put on, the hours and time, and how much logistically that adds to this as well, and also this question from a listener on oil versus ag shipments and what gets priority. When we come back with John Miller, BNSF, on What's on Your Mind, don't touch that dial.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The long-awaited NDSU pest management app for smartphones and tablets is now available from the Apple and Google Play stores. Simply type NDSU pest management in the search bar and click enter. The NDSU pest management app will appear and can be downloaded. The app is searchable within each category, giving users a quick way to find a pest or management aid quickly and efficiently. There are also special tools designed for the weed section of the app to provide herbicide efficacy ratings about specific weeds and crop rotation restrictions for herbicides with residual properties. As a sponsor of this project, the North Dakota Soybean Council encourages you to download the app today and explore how it can bring value to you during this year's planting and harvest season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to talk about a new service they have 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight, and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24/7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning, ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
In our locomotive for What's on Your Mind is our advertisers. And we thank them and our sponsors. They include our friends of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota. They're helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. Find out more about them at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Continuing our conversation now with John Miller, who is Group Vice President for Agriculture Commodities at BNSF Railway. I'll bring this back around to the egg commodities in a second, but just wanted to ask a question about, you know, given the perfect storm that's happening here, how much of a role is it with the restrictions that you have on the time that engineers can be behind the, what do you call that, by the way? It's not the wheel on an engine. What do you call that?
Running locomotives. I will say that, you know, certainly, I mean, our goal is to move trains, and our goal is to move trains reliably, consistently, and across the network and predictably. So, everybody at BNSF from the conductor on up is dedicated to doing that. So it, you know, we certainly have rules across the network that we certainly live by and abide by. But we're still focused on just making sure we get that all the way through the network. We the focus for us is really this year with the growth we've had is just get back to that predictability. Let me touch just a little bit. It's the issue that I think I'm kind of touching on, and that is, as we got behind and we had the perfect storm of volume, we saw more variability in our service over the past year, and that's caused us to do a number of things, a number of solutions that we just talked about. As we get better, as our velocity comes back, all those things get better. Predictability, viability, reliability, just the smoothness of our delivery does get better, and you're seeing that with our past dues. We're carving into our past dues. The goal ahead is to make sure we get there more consistently ahead and certainly be able to handle this harvest.
And on that point, Ellen writes, you've done a good job of explaining why this has happened. Why has it taken so long to recognize the solutions that were needed, says Ellen.
Well, you know, this is our business about forecasting. And I would tell you, if you go back a couple of years, you know, for instance, I talked about the coal rebound. I would suggest to you a couple of years ago, just about all of our customers did not think we'd see this kind of a coal rebound. You saw natural gas prices at their lows back in 2012, and everybody was projecting, most customers were projecting down, you know, single digits of coal. We, of course, can't predict the drought. We did generally predict normal weather and good crops. You know, the trucks have kind of continued to come on, and I would say even the energy boom has continued, but it's exceeded forecasts for a lot of the customers. So we rely on our forecast, and it's always, of course, nice to go back and do hindsight 2020, but when you're in the moment at the time and customers are suggesting what will happen and a number of business sectors exceed that forecast, that's what makes it difficult. Now, why isn't it getting better faster? It does take time to put capital in the network. Adding rail and improving sidings and adding capacity just simply takes time. That's the piece that takes the longest sort of lead time for us to get out in front of this thing. Hiring people also takes a little bit of time. You know, typically speaking, it takes from this, you know, 6 months kind of lead time in terms of getting folks in and out and on the network and being productive. And then, of course, we do build a lot of flexibility that we can into the locomotive part of our network and locomotive part of our orders. But, you know, clearly the demand has been strong for locomotives, and we've taken everything that's come on. These things just all take a bit of time, and we know it's not as fast as what customers want, and frankly, it's certainly not as fast as we'd like. We want to get there. And I will say, I talk about solutions, Scott. I'm talking about us getting better. We know we haven't performed up to our expectations nor the customers. It's just about getting there as fast as we can. And we think the solution to that, of course, is simply outspend this. We will expand the railroad, and we will get it to the point where we feel like we've over-resourced this thing and we get ahead of it.
Another question from a listener, this one from John, and by the way, I hear this all the time, just so you know, so John's asking a question on the minds of a lot of growers out there. In fact, I've not found a grower or somebody from an elevator that isn't convinced that oil doesn't get a priority over ag commodities. Are they accurate?
You know, they're not. It's just not true. And I get it, and I understand sort of the visceral feeling about that because you sit at the cafe and you watch an oil train go by. But the reality is we just don't. We take business as it comes. At BNSF, our culture is to accept growth. It's one of the reasons I came to BNSF 6 years ago. I was in the grain industry for 25 years prior to that. We accept and embrace growth, quite frankly, and then we bet on growth. And we take it from all sectors. So there's no goal at all internally to say we like that market or don't like that market. We want it all. It's just that this, you know, in this case, all four business sectors came out at one time, and then with the oil, you've got it concentrated our train activity is certainly concentrated in North Dakota. Quite frankly, I don't think I've met a farmer that doesn't embrace the idea of national independence on oil. So this is really a positive thing, not only for North Dakota, but also for U.S. manufacturing across the network. But that being said, it's concentrated. You see it, and it goes by your door daily because of the volume up there. But I can guarantee you the oil companies that are trying to pull it out as fast as they can haven't been very happy with us either. The train that's moving across, typically the train that's moving 30 days late and is not moving on time, and the cycle days for that train are far longer today than they were a year ago for those. So there's been a lot of equal paying across the network between all of our shippers, unfortunately, and it's felt across the whole network. And it'll get better across the whole network, too. This expansion touches and will get better for everybody.
I just saw a stat that oil by rail dropped from 73 to 53% in the most recent month of stats, which I think was May. So are you seeing a lessening of oil by rail to help this as well?
Well, I'm not the oil guy, so I'm going to be careful because I don't follow those stats monthly. I can give you the ag stats. But the monthly, there is some variability that happens out there on the oil. And so, and I guess I'd be a little careful. Even month-to-month data could be a little bit deceiving. I do know the oil industry is watching very closely the new proposed regulations on tank cars, and that's probably causing some uncertainty in the marketplace. But the month-to-month, frankly, I don't follow.
Let's get one quick call in here from Don and Garrison before we let John go. Don, your question quickly for our guest from BNSF.
Yes, sir. I just live in Minot. The wife and my sister-in-law always complain about the train horn. I just wanted to know, I told them if they come to an intersection where there's traffic crossing, especially unmarked traffic crossing, they've got to sound the horns or, you know, it's a law, I guess. Is there anything coming down about, the trains blowing the horns through the cities?
Don, I know that the cities all deal with that individually, and John actually is the ag commodities VP at BNSF. Anything you could quickly suggest for Don?
It is a regulation. It's a safety rule. It's a safety rule, and it's a regulation. We have to do it. Now, there are quiet zones that can be caused to happen, but that has to be done with the city and state. That has to happen. But we require by, unless a quiet zone is agreed upon, that takes some time to get that done, but it can be done, but we're required by law to do that.
So the beef for Don and others is with the law, not with the BNSF in that regard. Hey, John, really appreciate the time today. Thanks for taking some time out of your busy schedule to talk with folks, a lot of growers in our audience, and I know they're looking for answers, and you gave us plenty today. So thank you for that. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You as well. John Miller, Group Vice President for Ag Commodities, BNSF Railway. The boss, Matt Rose, here tomorrow, as a matter of fact. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2, and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, his son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH Combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny in financing for 3 years, plus there's more, a 2-year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2 for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
All right, 28 before the top of the hour. Lots of open phone time in our final hour today, as Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here for the Talk Radio Town Hall. And literally, it's your member of Congress in North Dakota. You're one and only member of the House of Representatives, so you can ask him anything, ladies and gentlemen. So, good opportunity to talk about whatever it is you want to visit about today, whether it's the border battle, whether it's Obamacare, which is in the news with the Grand Forks Union voting to strike right now, or, anything else on your mind. North Dakota Health Department confirming the first case of West Nile virus, and you've got the feds dealing with the Ebola crisis. We'll certainly ask Kevin about that. So there's a lot of things in the news, and we'll get to any and all of them that you'd like to cover on the program next hour. Talk Radio Town Hall, Congressman Kevin Cramer, if you want to get your questions or comments in advance in, we'll take those too. This is answered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. When you call, just press 1, get up on your soapbox. That could be from your car, from your kitchen table, wherever you are, and sound off. Let your voice be heard. We consider it like a release valve here, see? When you know, we're just talking to John Miller from BNSF, VP for Ag Commodities. There are a lot of growers I've talked to that are just ready to just scream. Well, the best thing to do is to pick up the phone and let the release valve go. That's what talk radio is for. We're here for you. And we'll get you answers. We'll take up your issue. And we do that 24/7. So if you have a question or comment for Congressman Cramer and you want to let the release valve go, do it now. 855-200-1776, extension 1 on the program. Listeners on our flagship 550 K-Fire hear something at the top of every hour about broadcasting from the University of Mary Studios. And, of course, we're heard on KCJB in Minot, AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo-Moorhead, AM 1090 The Flag in the Bakken, KLTC in Dickinson, and, of course, KCJB Minot, 910 AM and the Big Stick 550 K-Fire every single day, right? Well, we're very proud of our relationship with the University of Mary. It's a place I'm very fond of, and they have an extraordinary new member of their team there under Monsignor Shea, and his name is Patrick O'Meara. He's the new University of Mary Chief Investment Officer and joins us today to talk about a strategic partnership with his firm, O'Meara Ferguson, and his new role at the University of Mary. Pat, welcome to North Dakota. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me. It's good to be with you.
Good to have you as well. I love your story, and here's what I know of it. So you can, I'll just give the cliff notes, and you're going to have to fill in the rest. World-renowned, world-class fundraiser that has helped the Catholic Church enormously. Raised, billions of dollars, been part of billions of dollars worth of transactions to help the Catholic Church all across the United States. Chicago Diocese, probably your grand prize at $300 million, but many, many other stories as well. And in your time working with the University of Mary, like you've worked with other entities across the United States, you come to have a great fondness for Monsignor and what they're doing at the University of Mary and said, you know what, I think I'd have just moved to North Dakota and up my role with University of Mary. Do I have it right, Pat?
I think that's fundamentally correct. Yep. Yep.
And move from where? Tell us about your world prior to the decision to move to North Dakota.
Sure, sure. And Scott, I'll go back a little bit. You know, my undergraduate degrees, I had degrees in philosophy and theology. I worked for the Catholic Church for a couple of years as a youth minister. I tell people I went into the seminary for a cup of coffee. When I came out, only my mother saw any discernible skills, and so I thought that qualified me to manage other people's money. So I went and I worked for Raymond James, and then I worked for Bear Stearns, and I was a trader for Bear Stearns for a while, and did actually a couple things there. And while I was at Bear Stearns, I ended up leading an effort to target the Catholic Church, and we teamed up in a strategic partnership with KPMG, and I led that effort. And Bear Stearns eventually pulled away from that because the sales cycle into the Catholic Church was too difficult and too long. And so what happened is in 2000, I decided, well, if Bear Stearns isn't going to do it, I'm going to do it, because lots of people talk to the Catholic Church about how to manage their money, but very few talk to them about how to manage and utilize their balance sheets well, how to access the capital debt markets, how to think about growing. And, you know, some of these institutions, the Archdiocese of Chicago, we restructured their internal savings and loan, their school system, helped them get a rating. They were rated A1, higher than both the state of Illinois and the city of Illinois, the diocese is, the Archdiocese is, and to help them access a borrowing. But, you know, they build about $100 million of new construction every 18 months or renovations. You know, they're the largest Catholic school system, but they're in the top five of all school systems in America. And, you know, they're a giant enterprise, but because of their unique structure and how they operate in canon law and their unique focus, not on money, but on mission, a lot of the advice they get, they don't take well, they don't listen to, or they don't know how to implement. And so that's what O'Meara Ferguson did. Our job was to help dioceses focus their resources 100% behind mission, but doing so in the smartest possible manner. And that's what we did. And I was living in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Been there for the last 10 years. O'Meara Ferguson has a couple of offices around the country. And that's where I was when I first met Monsignor Shea a couple of years ago.
And that led to the decision to literally take kids from the ages of 3 months up to 19, your nine wonderful children and your wife, and literally make a decision to move and be here on the ground at the University of Mary. Why?
You know, for the last 14 years, I've lived a pretty hectic travel life for years. And, you know, I averaged about three cities a week for 14 years. And with this many kids, that's a grind. But not only that, so that, you know, there was a few of those kind of considerations. But the other part is really identifying at the University of Mary that they were doing something really unique, unique in the higher ed landscape, unique in the Catholic world, where the mission to really raise up students that don't just have technical competence, but really, you know, not just the university is a light on the hill, but that the students themselves give out a radiance. And technical expertise it's necessary. It's a precondition that's necessary that the graduates of the University of Mary are excellent technically, but it's not sufficient to explain why there might be a radiance. And that's the moral character. That's the faith. That's the imbuing of values into the graduates that really are going to be 11, not just to the upper Midwest and North Dakota, but really to the nation. And Monsignor Shea is a unique leader, as someone who has a vision for impacting the culture by spreading the faith and all that it has to offer culture. And I thought to myself, I want to commit myself and my family to this. And North Dakota, I've been working with Monsignor Shea for a while now. I just thought to myself, I want to raise my family here. this is where I want to be. I want to settle down, and I want to be a part of this mission, and tie myself and my firm here to the good things the university is trying to do.
So let's talk a little bit about what that mission is. There's something called the Strategic Plan Vision 2030, Education for Life. In a nutshell, what is that?
You know, it was a process by which the university gathered about 200, 230 of their most influential stakeholders, external, internal, alumni, students, donors, partners, brought them together, created a number of committees, and said, where do we want to be in 2030? Let's cast a vision, a very specific vision, looking at a number of different areas, right? We looked at finance. We looked at academic excellence. We looked at, the physical plant. We looked at expansion. Our Arizona, the culture on campus, the culture of vocations. We talked about adult ed in a committee called Worldwide. And we together crafted a vision of, this is what we want the University of Mary to look like in 2030, and it calls for expansion. It calls for building of 1,500 new beds. It calls for greater residential life, greater support to campus culture, greater focus on vocation for every student. It calls for a new engineering school. It calls for emphasizing and building on our core areas of strength right now with centers of distinction and greater scholarship and development of faculty. So there's a lot in this, and we worked, and my company helped create that strategic plan. And in there, at the end of the process, Monsignor and I got into a discussion about would I be willing to come and help lead the implementation of the strategic plan. And that's, I have the title of Chief Investment Officer, but what that really means is implementing Vision 2030. That's my job.
And if you could look ahead, turn the calendar ahead a few years, you get to 2030. What do you see the potential impact on North Dakota as a state from this happening from this school?
You know, I think that the University of Mary, the biggest area of impact it could have is serve as a leaven to this massive inflection that's occurring in the state and also in the region from an economic standpoint, from a jobs perspective. And in all that inflection, we need to preserve the core values, not just of North Dakota, but really of America. And how do we preserve those core values? Well, the way we do it is by creating leaders, young men and women with moral character that know how to lead. And they know how to lead with a couple of characteristics. They have the ability not just to be, as I talked about earlier, technically competent. They have the ability to serve others. They understand that service is not a task. It's a mindset. It's a life of where you pour yourself out for others, where they are able to hold relationships with other people where they're not consuming them, where they think that people are things to be tossed aside, but they value another one. And they also understand that distinction is something of value. We all don't need to be homogenous in the same, that we can be distinct. And distinct in many ways is because of a Benedictine, a Catholic, a Christian life that is in relationship with Jesus Christ, that's imbued with that grace, but also is distinct in saying, I don't need to be like this current culture, and it's okay for me to be countercultural and set a vision of what culture needs to be. And I think that if we can be a leaven of producing young people, engaging with businesses and having programs, having discussions or becoming a forum for discussion on these major topics, Scott, that you talk about, where the university can add something there, bringing the right people to engage with you and the entire public, we can be a leaven in this culture.
It's a game changer. Hold tight. More with our conversation with Pat O'Meara from the University of Mary coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at What's On Your Mind Radio.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years.
Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Evert, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Did the House of Representatives get it right last week when they passed a bill to get tough on the border? Congressman Kevin Cramer will talk about the border bill when we come back in the 10 o'clock hour with another talk radio town hall. They passed something, Chris. Chris is saying in my ear they didn't pass it. The House passed something because one Democrat voted for it and every Republican voted for it. That was on Friday. It happened. So I know it's not gone to the Senate yet. I know the president has signed it, but there's action on the border bill. The House is working. The others aren't. So anyway, we'll talk with Congressman Cramer about that. Welcome your calls in advance at 855-200-1776. Continuing now our conversation with Patrick O'Meara, who's the new University of Mary Chief Investment Officer. As part of a strategic partnership with his firm, O'Meara & Ferguson brought him and his family of nine kids and a wife and a new member of the team at the University of Mary to North Dakota. It's a great story. Pat, you're touching a little bit on the Benedictine history of the University of Mary, and that really relates back to healthcare. Healthcare is an issue that concerns our audience immensely. We hear about it all the time, and obviously on the political side, it's Obamacare, and can you keep your doctor, and my insurance rates are going up and everything else. What do you see as the role, a part of the 2030 work you're doing here with this Vision 2030 Education for Life strategic plan of the University of Mary helping North Dakotans have better access to healthcare?
Well, I think that one of the things that University of Mary needs to do is make sure that in this changing landscape of healthcare that we are staying not only a prize, but we're looking at where healthcare is going to go and what are the potential ways in which healthcare delivery can come about. But in all of this, where we're talking about mechanisms for healthcare delivery, the underlying end is that excellent healthcare providers are there who are well-formed, who are focused on the patient, where the patient owns their own healthcare and they're being delivered healthcare that they themselves are controlling. And, there's a really neat story, Scott. John Paul II, when he was shot, he was in the hospital, and on the third day he was there, he asked the nurse if he would bring all the doctors in to talk to them for a minute. And they thought that, they all immediately came. And he said, I would like all of you to help me own my own health. He said, I've been turned into an object. I'm not the subject with whom you were helping me attain health. You've turned me into an object. And if I, the Pope, can't maintain my own subjectivity, how difficult must it be for everybody else to just become an object of healthcare? And I think that that as a story is massively illuminating. How do we integrate healthcare, where we produce healthcare providers who understand the humanity of the individual, of their patient, that they care for them, where the healthcare providers themselves are equipped and formed to make ethical decisions that are not swayed by public opinion of what's important at this moment, but the long history, from which we derive, the Hippocratic Oath. And I think that there's technical expertise. There's formation of the individual. There's the integration of healthcare so that we have healthy communities where we're looking at things like how does occupational therapy and physical therapy and all these different mechanisms for which we care for those who are injured, but also those who are elderly. And we're beginning to weave these different disciplines. The nurse practitioner who's taking a greater and greater lead in healthcare, right, where access to doctors is becoming more difficult as they're becoming tech specialists. But not only that, how do we provide medicine in rural America when a medicine in America is becoming more and more an area of expertise of specialists? So primary care physicians, how do we meet the needs of the patient and care for them with really a focus on North Dakota and this region and what rural America needs? And let me tell you, that's what the University of Mary and Vision 2030 wants to say. Not only do we want to have a vision for it, but we want to provide answers and we want to provide medical practitioners who are capable to meet and answer those needs. I know that was a long answer, Scott, but does that make sense?
It does. It makes a lot of sense. And by the way, I would recommend the great book by Jason Everett entitled St. John Paul the Great, His Five Loves. In it, he talks a lot about his health challenges and his suffering and how you use that for greater good. It's an incredible story, and you reminded me of it when you talked about his views on healthcare and how they were formed. I got my copy at the Epiphany Church in Watford City, as a matter of fact. So I know if you're hitting daily mass at Epiphany Church for Father Gross there, you'll find it there. But I'm sure it's at a lot of other places as well. Jason's a good writer, and I love the book. Less than a minute left. I do want to just ask you, give 30 seconds on what all this means to prospective students of the University of Mary, Pat.
I think it's really exciting for the prospective students who are coming. University of Mary is a university that we're focused on the student. We're focused on education. We're focused on formation, helping them have the moral character to make good decisions and become a leader. But we're going to do that in an environment where there's real community, real relationships are built up, where there's state-of-the-art facilities, where they've got fantastic professors, but where they as an individual are going to be known and are going to know others. Not, you know, you're not lost in the crowd. And let me tell you, at the end of the day, education is about an individual. That they're known and they know others and they have the ability to be in relationships that are healthy and that they have the ability to thrive professionally.
We're going to have to leave it there, but I tell you what, what a great start to an ongoing conversation. I look forward to Patrick O'Meara from the University of Mary. Thank you very much. Out of time.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Life's easier when you upgrade your tarps and hoppers to electric with the Woltec electric conversion system from Agri-Cut. The Command 10 remote wirelessly operates from over 100 feet away. The Woltec electric conversion is lighter by design, reduces driver fatigue, and saves time, allowing the system to pay for itself. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at WoltecElectric.com. WoltecElectric.com. WoltecElectric.com.
We live in such a fast-paced world. It's always go, go, go. When I'm out for a run, it's my time. It's the best way to start your day. Crossing the line of that marathon, it's the biggest reward you can get. I want my customers to achieve their goals and go above and beyond. I'm Nikki Ledeggi, and I'm one of the running experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.